Animal care in and around Oroville was pioneered by Anne, an Orovillian from New Zealand. She was a great soul with unlimited compassion and self-giving. She worked under extremely difficult conditions. There was and still is in the villages surrounding Oroville a large population of street dogs with no one taking responsibility for them. Anne worked practically single-handedly, with occasional visiting volunteer helping her. She collected many abandoned puppies and built up a shelter for them. She transported injured or sick animals to the government veterinary hospital in Pondicherry for treatment. At times, she called a Pondi vet out to Oroville or neighboring villages. She learned a lot about the diseases in the animal world, learned about medication, allopathic and homeopathic. She truly was a missionary for animal care on 24/7 basis. Everybody in and around Oroville knew animal care Anne. Some thought of her as a saint. Some others thought she was downright crazy. A few admired her. I am one of her admirers. That she could be such a selfless person, could spend long hours in the villages, could lovingly touch the sickly, smelling animals, could befriend dogs that everyone else wanted out of sight, could remain unaffected by weird or sometimes hostile looks, could do all her work with no assured budget but by faith alone. A little over 3 years ago, that is in June 2005, Anne passed away. It so happened that my friend Nial and I accompanied her in her last days and to look after her beloved dogs in her absence became my compelling duty. So, after her passing, along with some other friends of Anne, we formed a working group called Integrated Animal Care. All of us, though we too love and respect animals, we do not compare with Anne in terms of compassion, dedication, and selfless service. So, we defined what we might be capable of doing and shared responsibilities. Integrated Animal Care Project has 5 core principles. We do dog-cat sterilizations, castrations. We give anti-rabies vaccines. We adopt abandoned puppies. We provide or help provide medical treatment to sick or injured animals within and around Oroville. And lastly, we do outreach work to raise awareness on the necessity of doing proper animal care work. Dogs, even street dogs, live in proximity to human habitations. In broad terms, there is only one environment and thus only one hygiene. To keep one's private space very clean and tidy and to ignore just 1 meter away beings that are starving, sickly and smelly makes no sense. Normal people everywhere want animal care people to remove the unwanted dogs. Remove them to where, since everywhere they are unwanted. Our strategy is that we propose to sterilize, castrate the existing dogs so the future population can be reduced. Actually, one dog couple under ideal conditions can reproduce up to 66,000 dogs in a span of 7 years. Thank God, dogs' conditions are not so ideal. Nature's checks and balances in terms of lack of food, diseases, predators intervene and population does not explode like that. However, it does grow enough for dog packs to be seen at every street corner. Our sterilization strategy gets a good response. So far, we have sterilized, castrated 700 dogs, cats. We are performing surgeries 3 to 4 times a week. Integrated animal care team presently consists of newly Aurovillian Lorraine, who is also very compassionate towards the animals, veterinary surgeon Kumar, who became a newcomer, helper at the dog sanctuary Sundar, who easily touches and cuddles dogs, which most people don't like to do, Tulasi, who unfailingly brings waste food from Sola Kitchen, cool-headed Aurovillian Ratna, who skillfully maneuvers around emotional hurdles in the way of work, Ursula, who checks regularly for tick infestations or basic wound care, Ingrid T, who improves the infrastructure at the sanctuary, Nyal, who readily plugs in holes for any emergency, Agnes and Nandita, always providing moral support, Elka, who has recently joined the sterilization team, and myself, who burns up calories, getting emotional, or keeping things on track. A most wonderful lady, herself a dedicated animal care person, donated us a four-wheeler vehicle, which makes our work a lot easier. We would very much like to see animal care going mainstream in human society, and that animal beings receive their due place on planet Earth, home to millions of other species than just Homo sapiens.
Can you tell me a little bit more about the plans and the vision of animal care for the future?
Yes. What we would like is that every dog have a home, have an owner, have a name, and that there be not so many abandoned dogs. For this, we have to continue with the sterilization, and the awareness has to rise amongst people that the dogs are not just to be ignored, and they must also be taken care of. And secondly, we have hardly any infrastructure, and it would be necessary that we find, we build up a proper animal care shelter where the newcomer puppies can be properly looked after, and the sick ones can be separated, that they can have regular company and a secure place, because the place which we now have, which was built up by Anne, is a temporary place. It's nice for the dogs, it's in the woods, but it's not secure, and anything can go wrong anytime.